This Sunday, millions of folks will also be tuning in to the 77th Golden Globe Awards, and British comedian Ricky Gervais will be hosting the show for the fifth time. But that's not the only reason folks have been talking about him lately. For more on Gervais and the contenders for the top Golden Globe Awards this year, we're joined by Hollywood Reporter's senior film editor, P.S. Sinaroy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, you just got back from London, where
I
know you had a chance to sit down with Ricky Gervais. First, let's talk about a tweet he fired off a few weeks ago that some people read as transphobic. It's always a tweet, isn't it?
It's always a tweet. The full story behind it is actually quite complicated and tied to a British legal case around transgender rights. But Ricky Gervais's tweet specifically was responding to a parody account, and not many people realize that. So it was a kind of strange joke that then, you know, kind of took a life of its own.
And this is not
him.
The first time that he's kind of been up against maybe remarks that folks have thought
Correct.
Of as transphobic.
Yes, I think a few years ago when he hosted the Golden Globes, he made a joke in 2016, I should say, he made a joke about Caitlyn Jenner that many deemed transphobic at the time. And I will say, even watching his live stand-up comedy special in 2018's Humanity, which is on Netflix, he elaborates on that joke and takes it further. So certainly there are comments he's made and jokes he's made that have been considered that.
You asked him several times about that.
I did.
If he is transphobic, and what was his response to that?
He says he isn't. He says the jokes, he says he is not transphobic, but that the jokes that he tells a part of what he believes is freedom of speech. It's being able to, he's known to take on taboo subjects. And so it's part of that rhetoric of his that he takes that on and addresses it and puts it on the stage with him. But, you know, I think that's his, think that's his way of looking at it.
It's interesting also because in your interview with him, he mentioned his process for writing his material for the Globes and how he stops to think, have I got anything? Meaning that has he said anything that could get him in trouble, so to speak? He referenced comedian Kevin Hart and the backlash Kevin received when that 10-year-old tweet surfaced that some considered homophobic. What more did he say about that?
I think he was basically saying that he feels that his jokes have to be bulletproof. In this day and age, and not just in this day and age, but he feels that even just going forward that they have to be bulletproof in 10 years' time. So for him, he's saying that he's going to be targeting individuals less this year and focusing more on kind of the state of the industry. So he wants to take shots at, you know, cinema and the networks and the industry overall. And as he's mentioned, the hand that feeds him.
Yeah. It's really interesting because comedians as a whole often take on controversial topics.
Yeah.
But in this cancel culture that we're in, it takes on a new meaning, especially when they're in front of large audiences, like being a host of the Golden Globes. Well, while I have you in the short time that I have, the big player this year is Netflix. They're
Correct.
Up for so many awards this year in the Golden Globes.
They are.
Best Picture, Best Comedy, several categories. What's your take on that?
I think Netflix is going all out this year to try and score those top prizes. And when I say top prizes, I mean the best drama and the best comedy prizes at the Globes. I mean the Best Picture Oscar race. So they're very much, you know, pulling out all the stops. They have four films contending in Best Drama and Best Comedy at the Globes this weekend. I think they really want those top accolades. It means a lot for them to get that because it's prestige.
Yeah.
And they are new players and they need that.
In the comedy realm, Dolomite is one that is a top
Correct.
Contender. There are also a couple of others. Jojo Rabbit, Knives Out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Rocket Man. Which one do you think is going to take the prize?
You know, I think the coolest thing about all of those is that they're all so very different to each other. I just think purely because of how well Once Upon a Time in Hollywood did and, you know, how star-studded it is. And we know that the Golden Globes voters love stars. And, you know, it was one of Tarantino's, like, highest performing films. I could see that edging out the competition, but I will say all those other movies have a very good shot as well. Knives Out, people are loving that movie.
Yeah, and as you said, this is the precursor to the Oscars. Those who win Golden Globes are often thought to be those to watch for the Oscars.
Yes, even though the voting membership of the Oscars and the Golden Globes don't overlap, this is a huge stage for contenders to go up there, for winners to give that big, passionate speech, and to impress people. It's a big showcase for them to gain steam, hopefully, in the rest of award season.
That's Hollywood reporter, senior film editor Pia Sinha-Roy. Her latest article on Ricky Gervais is in the latest issue of Hollywood Reporter. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And the Golden Globe Awards, along with all of those pre-fashion shows, airs this coming Sunday.